Are you next? Oh, please come take a seat over here. I haven't seen you in a while. Good thing you came to me. This jungle on top of your head could seriously use a trim. Let me just get this smoke over you before we start. So, we're cutting it to a short, manageable length like always. Excellent. You're going to look so handsome when I'm done with this monstrosity you call a hairdo. Oh, come on. I was just kidding. Not about the handsome part, though. I'm going to make you look great. So tell me, how are things with you? Nothing out of the ordinary? Ugh. Story of my life. Sometimes I can't help but think all my days are blurring into one, you know? It's like every day is just this endless stream of people sitting down, telling me all their problems while I listen and nod. Oh, I don't hate my customers. I love them, but it sometimes feels like I'm more of a counselor than a hairdresser. I've never had a problem with that. With you, though. Or you're always content to sit there and listen to me. You gotta be one of my most quiet customers. It's kind of cute, I must say. If you could tilt your head forward, please. Thank you. Oh, goodness, I'm getting hair all over you. Let me get that for you, hon. What? What's this? Is that... Oh my god, are you... Are you hard in my chair? Oh, honey, it's okay. It's nothing to be ashamed of. It's perfectly natural for this to happen. I'm sure you were just daydreaming and got a little too lost in your thoughts. And before you knew it, you were pitching a tent. Unless... No. That wouldn't happen. You wouldn't get hard over your hairdresser, right? Well, I'm sorry if I don't know how to react. I don't normally get customers popping boners to me while I cut their hair. Although, maybe we could have some fun together. Liven up our mundane lives. You think you'd be able to jerk yourself for me? Oh, come on. You've got a smock covering you. It's not like anybody will notice. Good. But before we get started, I need to lay down some ground rules. If you're going to jerk, you're going to do it my way. So long as you're sitting in that chair, I own you, and you will dress me as mistress. Every time I give you an instruction, you do it immediately and reply, "Yes, mistress." Is that clear? Good boy. You're so eager to obey me. Now start rubbing your cock through your pants. No jerking just yet. You need my permission before you can start stroking. That's it. Get that dick straining against your pants. You're starting to look uncomfortable. How about you pull out your cock for me? I want you to use your fingertips to massage the head. Don't you dare touch that shaft yet. Unless, of course, you want me to punish one of my cutest customers. Would you like some styling gel? I think my bottle's empty. I'll just pop into the back real quick and grab another one.
Keep rubbing. I want that cock throbbing for me when I get back.
Here it is. Now, did you have any style in mind? No? No worries, hon. I'll just work my magic.
Hold out your hand.
Whoops! Ugh, I got it all over your hand. Sorry about that.
Rub it on your cock. Don't worry, it's not gel. You want to know what it is? Oh. Let's just say the idea of you getting hard in my salon soaked my panties. And now, my pussy juice should be dripping down the stiff shaft that's begging to get stroked. I want you to take your fist and place it at the tip of your penis. Now slowly stroke all the way down to your balls. And imagine your hand is my wet pussy swallowing your cock.
Good boy. Imagine what I'd sound like with you inside me. Imagine how loud your mistress would get when that hard cock pounced her tight cunt. Start stroking softly for me. Not too quickly. Wouldn't want anyone to find out what we're doing. I gotta say, sitting in my chair, stroking in this crowded salon with all these people so close to us. The only thing standing between you and public embarrassment is that thin piece of cloth. All the while, you're completely at my mercy. I find that so sexy. Why don't you speed up for me? Honey, you've got to try to hold in all those delicious whimpers you're letting out. As cute as they are, we can't let anybody in on our secret. This has me wondering. Maybe you've gotten hard while I was cutting your hair plenty of times, and I didn't even realize. No, I don't mind. If I turn you on, then by all means, look as much as you want, honey. Start stroking even faster now. While you're at it, show your balls some love. Massage them for me. I could make you do just about anything, couldn't I?
gonna have to yell or scream, knowing that you'll make your mistress happy with all the motivation you need to obey. You do want to make me happy, don't you? I think I need to test just how submissive you really are. Stop stroking your cock. Now. Good boy. You made your mistress very happy. So happy. In fact, I'll let you come. Keep stroking, my obedient boy. Now, I'm going to count down from 10. And when I reach 1, I want you ready to explode. Ten. Stop stroking. Hurry up. Get your hand off your dick.
Hey, you. Heading off so soon? No, I gotta stay here a bit longer. I've been working on this guy for a while. I'll finish him off soon and catch up with you later. Okay. Bye-bye, darling.
What's with that look?
Did my little jerking slave nearly have his orgasm ruined?
That must have been maddening, to be right on the edge of releasing all that cum, only to be denied. Don't worry, hon. If you start stroking for me again, I'll start the countdown. Just like that. Harder. Faster. Ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Five, halfway there. 4, 3. Remember, you only come when I say. 2, 1. Come for me. Come for me. Oh, yes. Show your mistress what a good boy you are.
I think we're all done. Looking very handsome, just like I said. Let me just brush you off. You might want to take this hand towel and wipe up any stray hairs before you go. There we are. Have a wonderful day. You're welcome, honey.